The path to higher wheat acreage and subsequently higher profits for wheat farmers lies with research. That's why the South Dakota Wheat Commission is investing over 60% of its 2020 budget in research, the vast majority supporting studies at SDSU. Wheat Commission Executive Director Reed Christofferson.
Within South Dakota State University, the research is always our priority, looking at both the development of new varieties, but also the research that goes into the ever-improving areas with pathology, entomology, weed control, and looking at the grain milling quality.
Christofferson explains variety development is a long-term investment, with each wheat line needing up to 10 years or more for release. Along the way, wheat breeders discard thousands of crosses, which simply don't measure up.
And so as we look at the very strong new varieties that are coming out of Dr. Glover's spring wheat program, Dr. Segal's new winter wheat programs, and we continue to find as we conduct variety surveys within the state that the public varieties continue to lead the acres within South Dakota.
Each new wheat line developed for South Dakota must achieve higher and higher yields, all while maintaining protein and baking qualities. In addition, resistance to disease has become a top priority, with researchers focusing on current and future disease pressures. The South Dakota Wheat Checkoff also supports the equipment needs of the wheat research programs, currently helping to fund a high-tech combine designed specifically for research needs. The 2020 South Dakota Wheat Checkoff budget for research is approximately $821,000. Reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission, I'm Pam Gephardt.